Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, it's unclear when and where he was infected, but the mayor of Los Angeles has contracted COVID.
He's fully vaccinated, but Mayor Eric Garcetti's office confirms that his latest COVID test has come back positive. Garcetti currently out of the country in Glasgow, Scotland, at the UN Climate Change conference. The mayor's office says that a COVID test Tuesday morning was negative.
It's very possible he has already spread it to other world leaders. The vaccine is not to keep you from getting it. It's to keep you from dying from it.
Dr. Angelique Campin speaking with KNX with Providence St. Joseph Hospital in Burbank. Garcetti said to be isolating in his hotel room and not feeling ill necessarily. Here in Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti was at a large public event. It was outdoors. It was 1 week ago today. I covered it. He unveiled LA's basic income program. He was around several people in close proximity, all unmasked. An event outdoors and a week ago. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Keep it tuned here to KNX. About an hour from now at 12:10, we will be speaking with Mayor Garcetti live from Scotland. Kids between the ages of 5 and 11 are now eligible for COVID vaccinations, including nearly a million children in Los Angeles County.
Authorities have signed off on it, but the ink is barely dry, and yet the vaccine's ready to go. LA County already received a batch of it for children in the 5 to 11 age group, and they'll start administering the Pfizer vaccine today. Here outside Open Charter School in Westchester, parents tell me they're ready.
Well, I had my vaccine, so I mean, so I'm sure it's okay.
I think it's great.
Are you ready for your kids?
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
You're all for it.
Yes.
Not everyone is on board. One parent tells me she doesn't think the shot is necessary for the youngest kids because the risk is low. So you're not going to?
No, I'm not for it until, I don't know, maybe they tell me he can't come to school anymore, but I'm not in a rush to do it.
She plans to wait for now. The kids' version, by the way, is one-third the dosage that adults and teenagers get, but they'll still need two shots. In Westchester, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Saying parents need more certainty about the future, a group of doctors and medical experts at UC San Francisco is pressing for a timeline on when younger kids can stop wearing masks. One mother tells CBS San Francisco she thinks change is needed soon.
Parents want to know when this is going to end. It's really not fair. I have a three-year-old, and the bulk of his life, this child has been masked, and I'm not okay with it anymore.
But another parent disagrees.
I don't think that the masks really hurt, and kids have adapted to them. I mean, they're probably more adaptable to it than we are.
The UCSF panel says state health officials need to provide clear metrics for when kids in the younger age groups can ditch face coverings. SoCal Edison customers could soon notice their electricity bills are higher than usual. They'll be charged a lot more for power from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on weekdays. Ron Gales with the utility tells KNX the purpose of time of use rates is to push people to use major appliances earlier in the day when a lot of renewable energy like solar power is flooding the grid.
It starts to decline, and the California Independent System Operator has to compensate for that decline in renewable energy by ramping up more traditional sources.
Gale says those sources are dirtier and a bit more expensive. He says customers will automatically be enrolled in time-of-use plans but can opt out. The Utility Reform Network says it tried to fight this change because it says it'll lead to higher bills. The suspect in that armed barricade at a Costa Mesa home is now in custody after a 10-hour standoff. A woman reported being assaulted just after midnight today. She was able to get out of the home, but the couple's two children were inside with the suspect when officers arrived. Police say the man had a gun and was threatening officers. Nearby homes had to be evacuated and traffic was diverted from the area. The children were recovered safe and sound. Business owners on Melrose in the popular Fairfax shopping district have been calling for changes after a series of high-profile crimes over the summer. This man owns a clothing store in the area.
You had the guy outside of Shoe Palace that was shot. You had
zeros that was robbed at gunpoint.
But officials say that an increased police presence has had positive results. A spokesman for City Councilman Paul Koretz, who represents the area, speaking to CBS2.
We've been able to combat the rise in crime that we had on Melrose, and we've had a tremendous amount of success.
Koretz has used $30,000 from a discretionary fund to cover overtime costs for officers patrolling the area. LAPD says that crime last month was down 30% compared to September. State lawmakers discussed the impact of the continuing cargo logjam at the ports of LA and Long Beach today at a hearing up in Sacramento. Long Beach lawmaker Patrick O'Donnell heads the Assembly Ports Committee.
You need to care about this problem because it's going to have real-world consequences. It's going to impact your neighborhood store with empty shelves and ultimately your life.
Republican Assemblymember Vince Fong from Bakersfield is also on the committee.
We also need to be investing in more rail and truck capacity at the ports itself. And of course, aligning the hours now that the ports are attempting to go 24/7. We need the distribution centers to also align their hours as well.
As of Monday, there were 159 ships off the coast of Southern California. The LA County Board of Supervisors has approved a 5-year pilot program that will address the homeless problem in Hollywood. The goal is to better connect homeless people with the community and with resources. Supervisor Sheila Kuhl recommended the program. She sees it as a way to test an innovative and comprehensive approach to serving those with mental illness.
The people of Hollywood have been coming together to talk about a real unified solution to getting their neighbors off the street. And they think of it that way, that these are people who need something, but they don't all need the same thing.
A $116 million state mental health services innovation grant will help fund the program.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.